This is the Greenville Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGSC Accra, Catskill, and Hudson.
Very good.
Meow.
We recommend this station.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today on the WGXC Morning Show, we're going to head to southern Rensselaer County, hear about what's going on in Sand Lake, as the Sand Lake Town Board is considering allowing a mine to expand by 70 acres there. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, and it all starts after Jason Martin from Troy has finished singing this song on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Robert Gavin reports for the Times Union that former Rensselaer County Republican Elections Commissioner Jason T. Schofield on January 11th pleaded guilty to 12 counts of voter fraud in U.S. District Court, admitting to fraudulently filing absentee ballots in 2021 using the personal information of at least 8 voters without their permission, as well as the unlawful possession and use of a means of identification on 5 occasions in May, September, and October 2021. After detailing each count on January 11th, U.S. District Judge May DiGalcastano asked the 43-year-old Schofield, represented by attorney Danielle Neroni, how he pleaded, quote, guilty, unquote, he responded, quote, are you pleading guilty because you are guilty and for no other reason, unquote, the judge asked Schofield, quote, yes, Your Honor, unquote, he replied. His guilty plea is part of a larger ongoing investigation by the U.S. Justice Department that led to the earlier guilty plea of now ex-Troy council member Kimberly Ash McPherson. When the judge asked Neroni if her client had a viable defense, should the case have gone to trial, Neroni indicated to D'Agostini that Schofield was pleading guilty, at least to an extent, against her advice. Quote, this is Mr. Schofield's decision, unquote, Neroni told D'Agostino. Quote, he wants to go forward. This is his choice, unquote. Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Barnett said on 2 occasions Schofield acted on the request of Ash McPherson, who pleaded guilty to a federal charge in June. He did not have the lawful authority to use the voters' names and dates of birth in applications for absentee ballots, Barnett told the judge. Schofield is facing 10 to 16 months behind bars. Could be as little as 0 to 6 months, depending on the circumstances, at the time of sentencing on May 12th. Schofield agreed to waive an appeal on any sentence of 21 months or less. He is believed to have agreed to cooperate with federal authorities. The Rensselaer County Legislature voted on December 13th to reappoint Schofield to his county job while the federal criminal case was pending, but he has since resigned. He was named elections commissioner in April 2018, the same month he resigned from the Troy Board of Education, where he served for 15 years and was president for seven. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
H. Rose Snyder reports in the Times Union that Columbia County's executive, sheriff, and comptroller on January 7th all announced they are running for re-election. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, Sheriff Craig Apple, and Comptroller Susan Rizzo, all Democrats, were at the Carpenters Union Local 291 Training Center in Albany to make the announcement. Deputy County Executive Daniel Lynch said at the announcement, and I quote, "This is a great ticket to get behind. I know we're going to do great things in the next 4 years," end quote. New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli was there to introduce the candidates, saying, and I quote, "We are on the path to recovery. It is a time where we need elected leaders who bring people together," end quote. For McCoy, he is attempting to win a fourth term. He mentioned housing and mental health issues, exacerbated by the pandemic, worsening weather due to climate change, and economic issues such as inflation and a possible recession as the major obstacles he will face if he wins again. Apple briefly campaigned for a state Senate seat last year and then quit that race. He has been sheriff since 2011. Rizzo was first elected as county comptroller in 2019. And you can read the full story in the Times Union.
Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that voters in the Ravenna Queemans Selkirk School District January 9th approved a $15 million capital project on a vote of 166-128. The price tag will cover the cost of renovations at all four district schools, at the district's transportation building, and at the district's warehouse. Quote, "We want to take a moment to say thank you to the residents of our community for supporting these needed improvements," unquote, Superintendent Brian Bailey said. Quote, "This project will allow us to keep growing as a district for not only our students and their future, but for our staff and community as well. We can't wait to get started on this important work for the RCS community," unquote. Project specifics include reconstruction of the parking lot at the high school and middle school campus, new outdoor lighting, ventilators, skylights, exterior masonry work, and other structural and safety upgrades throughout. The driveway and parking lots at the elementary school will also undergo work. The project will be financed using funds from the district's capital reserves and from a 15-year bond. State aid will reimburse RCS for 72.1% of the cost of the project. Property owners will see an increase of 5 cents for every $1,000 of assessed value of their property, or a $5 tax hike for a home assessed at $100,000 and $10 a year for a home assessed at $200,000, according to the district. Having secured voter approval, the final construction plans will now be submitted to the State Education Department, with authorization anticipated by the spring or summer of 2024. Construction would then begin in the spring of 2025, and the project completed in the summer of 2026. Read the full story at theupstater.com.
On January 9th, new Congressperson Mark Molinaro got to take his first votes. Molinaro cast his first ballot for the new rules in the House of Representatives when he again reined back in the C-SPAN cameras that had been showing much more than normal during the long process of electing a Speaker of the House. On his second vote, he laid off 87,000 people enforcing the law as Republicans decided to roll back Joe Biden's recent hiring at the Internal Revenue Service. Molinaro wrote on Twitter that, and I quote, "I just voted to protect families, farmers, and small businesses. No problem has ever been solved by empowering more tax collectors. I voted to repeal Biden's 87,000 new IRS agents," end quote. Both local Republicans, Molinaro and Representative Elise Stefanik, voted for the new rules and the layoffs, while Democrats Pat Ryan and Paul Tonko voted against both bills.
The Daily Freeman reports that Mid-Hudson Library System has announced it is the first public library system to be certified through the Sustainable Library Certification Program. According to a statement about the certification, quote, "The Mid-Hudson Library System has addressed issues related to policy, facility operations, technology, and service and program design, all with an eye toward environmental sustainability, social equity, and economic feasibility," unquote. The grant-funded Library of Local program offers participating libraries collections of books, audiovisual materials, tools, seeds, and other programming that not only fosters connections amongst one another, but also organizes around climate adaptation work. The Library of Local program was created in partnership with the Partners for Climate Action Hudson Valley. The Sustainable Libraries Certification Program was developed to assist libraries, including public, academic, and school librarians, to make better choices on behalf of the local and global community, the news release said. Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman.
Nick Greisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul proposed a $1 million health plan in her 2023 State of the State speech January 10th. The proposal would expand psychiatric beds and housing units. The plan is prompted by the COVID-19 pandemic and to address a worsening homelessness crisis. Hochul said, and I quote, "We have underinvested in mental health care for so long and allowed the situation to become so dire that it has become a public safety crisis as well. This proposal marks a monumental shift to make sure no one falls through the cracks and to finally and fully meet the mental health needs of all New Yorkers," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a chance of snow before 9 a.m., then rain and snow are likely between 9 a.m. and noon, then rain afternoon. The temperature high will be near 40 degrees with the south wind at 6 to 8 miles an hour. More rain on Thursday night with the temperature low of around 39 degrees and a south wind at around 7 miles an hour with gusts as high as 23 miles an hour. And on Friday, rain is likely mainly before 7 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with the temperature high near 47 degrees. And Friday night, a slight chance of rain before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., and a slight chance of snow after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Thursday, January 12th, tune in all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM. WGXC, including at 11 a.m., head to Sierra Leone on the Transformational Listening Show. At noon, we're back in Hudson with Andy French's Crawl Out from the Fallout Show. And then at 2 p.m. and 3 p.m., it's time for What's the Frequency, Kenneth, and Turn on the News, two shows that use music and the recent news to tell their stories. At 4 p.m., we're live from Hudson with the WGXC Afternoon Show and host Tom DiPietro and Cella Graham. At 9 p.m., we're live from Toronto with Andrew O'Connor and the Disco 3000 program. And at 10 p.m., we're live from Columbia County with the Magic Stranger Show on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Columbia County-based jazz drummer Bobby Previtt plays with Ray Anderson And Boar, which is Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston, also perform on Friday, January 20th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXE will have a webcast of the entire show and will broadcast the show from 8 to 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM. Previtt is a Columbia County-based drummer and composer who has heard international praise, and Anderson has transferred Dick Griffin's multiphonic technique on the trombone to his own singing voice, enabling him to simultaneously blend several pitches to the point where he sounds like a blues-inflected Tuvan throat singer. Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston also perform on the show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Friday, January 20th. Turn out to the Avalon Lounge or tune in a WGXE web stream and broadcast at wgxc.org.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
He takes classified documents and information seriously. He was surprised to learn any records had been found there. He doesn't know what was in them.
A second set of classified documents belonging to President Joe Biden, dating back to the Obama administration, has been found. It follows a similar discovery last fall at his former think tank. The contents and classification level of the documents have not been determined. House Republicans are calling for a special counsel to investigate the president, just as former President Donald Trump is being investigated for the removal of classified documents from the White House. Meanwhile, the House voted to approve the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. The bill, which passed 220 to 210, would require healthcare professionals to preserve the life of an infant in the rare case a baby is born alive during or after an attempted abortion. Though the bill is almost certain to fail in the Senate, experts say the bill is laying out the priorities of the Republican-controlled House. Representative Amelia Sykes, the Ohio Democrat, spoke about her party's reproductive health care goals.
Our focus in this Congress should be to guarantee the American people have access to accurate health information, including their reproductive health. As we talk about crisis pregnancy centers today, we need to be clear and transparent about what these centers are actually able to do and, most importantly, not do.
Healthcare providers failing to comply could face fines or up to 5 years in prison. However, the bill would not impose penalties on the mother and would grant her protection from any prosecution. The House also passed a bill condemning recent attacks on pro-life facilities, groups, and churches. The House is creating a select subcommittee to study what some Republicans are calling the weaponization of the federal government. It would investigate federal abuses of authority in the style of those done by the Church Committee in the 1970s. Representative Tim Cole explained why he believes the subcommittee is necessary.
The select subcommittee will operate as a select investigative subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee and will be tasked with studying and reporting on the executive branch's authority to collect information on or otherwise investigate citizens of the United States.
Calls for Representative George Santos of New York to resign are hitting close to home. The Nassau County Republican Committee is calling for him to resign, saying lies told during his campaign make him unfit to serve. Joseph Cairo, Nassau County Republican chairman, described why he believes Santos needs to go.
George Santos' campaign last year was a campaign of deceit, lies, fabrication. He deceived the voters of the 3rd Congressional District. He deceived members of the Nassau County Republican Committee.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Hundreds of thousands of Ohioans may need to obtain state-authorized photo ID in order to vote in the next election due to a new anti-voter law signed last week by Governor Mike DeWine. Cleveland.com reports that the signing of HB 458 ends the decades-old use of alternate forms of ID like current utility bills, bank statements, or paychecks, and now requires a state or federal-issued ID. ID options include an Ohio driver's license, state ID card, interim identification form, U.S. passport or passport card, or military ID card. Those without ID will be forced to vote by provisional ballot. Copies of one of four types of ID must be provided with absentee ballot voting. The bill appropriates money to offer free state IDs to those requesting them. The total number of eligible Ohio voters without an ID or driver's license is not clear, but state legislative researchers estimate several hundreds of thousands. In addition to the new ID provisions, HB 458 also restricts absentee drop boxes to one per county, eliminates in-person early voting the Monday before Election Day, and changes the last day to request an absentee ballot to 7 days before the election. Pro-voter groups have already filed suit, though changes in the Ohio Supreme Court may make it more challenging. We have articles and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. As communities work to raise public awareness about climate change risks and solutions, some are asking artists to help.
How can we bring artists to think through that messaging in a more culturally resonant way?
Claudia Zarazua is the Arts and Cultural Planning Director for the City of Cambridge, Massachusetts. While at the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, she helped write a guide called Cool It With Art that explains how to work with artists on climate-focused projects. She says artists can find creative ways to make climate data more meaningful to local residents. For example, artist Eve Mosher helped communicate the risks of sea level rise in New York City by using chalk to mark areas vulnerable to flooding.
So communicating that information in a more direct way and personal way.
Zarazua says artists can also help design physical infrastructure to protect people from hazards like extreme heat. For instance, they can help make shade structures more noticeable and inviting.
More playful, more colorful than the traditional, temporary tents.
So as cities and towns address climate change, Zarazua says artists can be powerful allies. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Thursday, January 12th. The Renewable Weather Forecast starts with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Sunoco and Extramart in Catskill has gas at $3.39 a gallon. That's the lowest price according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality forecast is low on Thursday. It's just a 25, and the UV index is a 0, and that's because there's rain in the forecast. And a chance of snow before 11 a.m., then it gets warmer and turns to rain, but there could be sleet and other kind of ices in there in between until the temperature gets up to 37 on Thursday. Thursday night, more rain is forecast, with the temperature rising to around 47 by 4 a.m., and a southeast wind around 8 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Friday, there's a chance of rain before 1 p.m. Then it's mostly cloudy skies with a high of 47 and wind gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Friday night, it should be rain turning to snow if there's any precipitation left, because the low will be around 24 with cloudy skies. Saturday should have a slight chance of snow in the morning, then it should turn partly sunny with a high of 29 and a low around 17. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears. You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Neil Verma of Chicago, Illinois. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Podcasts get made locally at WGXC.org, as all WGXC's locally produced programs can be subscribed to and found in all the usual podcasting places. Tune in for a mind-expanding radio from local news to a travelogue of sounds, either live at 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Here's Jaded Azarides. That's Columbia County's Karen Schomer and her poetry, and Mike Watt and his bass play. This song is called Zen Real Estate Broker from 2020.
Every shop on Main Street is worth 5 karma coins. Corduroy shop, dress shop, garden cafe. Let's create the community we want in our heads first. Taxes done, bail bonds, cop shop. The dregs of society are tokens we can use to feed the meters. If we have the right architecture, we can fill it with anything we want. Happiness is the present tense. Happiness shoots anger rays out of my head. A city crew digs up a rotten sewer line. The past flows under the sidewalk. Let's dig it up and fix it. In 20 years, the creek will overflow. Neighborhoods in the Florida Keys are already underwater. The Eskimo tribe made a bad trade. Land for oil money. Sadness is the same color as happiness. All the colors. Cadmium, chartreuse, cerulean. My soul is wishy-washy. It shakes its head, then nods. It stomps on the dance floor, rises with the heat. I forget I'm not a cloud face, smiling down from the sky. I forget to eat lunch. Coins jingle in my pocket.
You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acra Catskills. Today, East Durham.
Hudson Valley-based band Garcia Peoples perform Saturday, January 14th at Tubby's in Kingston. Garcia Peoples was formed in New Jersey by guitarist Tom Malak and Danny Arakaki, and later joined by Danny's brother Caesar on drums and Derek Spaldo on bass. Then they moved to the Hudson Valley and are now joined by keyboardist and multi-instrumentalist Pat Gubler from Copake and bassist Andy Cush. Garcia Peoples play at Tubby's in Kingston on Saturday, January 14th. Find out more about this event and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
From the 2022 album The Long Count, that was Debit and Third Night on the radio at WGXC.
Where should I go on my vacation? I've never taken a vacation. I'm taking a vacation. Not gonna think about you and all the confusing things that you do. Not even gonna think about me. I'm just gonna be. Can't afford France and Missouri. I can't afford Cambodia or Peru. I can't afford to think about you.
I can't afford to think about you. A vacation from thought, miles and miles away. And so easily bought, there's no one to pay. Tropical nothingness, coconut thud. A step into the primordial, red clay mud. Somewhere in the forest, there's a bird no one's ever seen. It's called like a mysterious song from a dream. We only know it exists from Santa Lolly's found on high. Stay hidden, great pollinator of droops. Stay hidden and fly. Turn from this trip, I certainly hope not, and pray the headhunter gets me first, and blows me in his pot, and blows away all thought. Everyone deserves a vacation for thought. Everyone deserves an escape from having an opinion about anything. Like a naked ape. Where should I go on my vacation? I've never taken a vacation. I'm taking a vacation from thought.
Cass McCombs and Weak Signal with the 2022 song Vacation from Thought on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Here's 2022 new music from the Dust Bowl Fairies from Greene County. The song's called Lost in Time.
Tick tock, tick tock. And so the time has come. The clockmaker ship is setting sail at sunrise. You can make it if you run. Tick tock, tick tock. The moon is up, get out of bed. The witching hour's come and gone. No one likes a sleepy head. Out in the cornfield, sleeping and dreaming. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Your future is leaving soon. Hear the bells ringing, tolling for who? Calling for you. Away from shore. Tick tock, tick tock. Time begins to fly. The ship is moving faster. Soon you will be leaving everything you knew behind. Up in the crow's nest, staring for hours out at the endless sea. Happier than they've been, or they
2022 new music there from Chris Forsythe from Philadelphia. The song is called Bad Moon Risen. Here's 2022 new music from DJ Olive. The song's called Aunt's Wish from his album Somewhere. That was 2022 new music from Lucretia Dalt. The song was called Atemporal on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
All meditation turns towards repetition as I repeat.